No, ma'am, I just went about 2 weeks. I had to stop the work.
Mm-hmm.
Then it wasn't like now children could work their way through school. I had to work to stop chop cotton.
To chop cotton.
Uh-huh. So we farmed.
Well, I didn't know you had farmed when you were little.
Yes, ma'am. Farm, pick cotton, chop cotton.
Very good.
Pull comb. Pull fodder, yes, ma'am. We had to work in the field.
How many children were there in your family?
Seven of us.
Brothers? How many brothers? How many sisters?
Five brothers and just me and one sister.
Uh-huh.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, my family are farmers, were farmers.
Yeah.
My father came from rural area, my mother.
Yes, ma'am.
So I loved that, always being on the farm when we were little.
Yes, ma'am, we did too. I think it'd be better now if everybody could still farm.
Yes. I agree with
yes,
you.
Ma'am.
And it's good for the children to get back on the farm, isn't
it? It is.
Do your children know much about farm life anymore?
They don't know nothing about farms. See, we farmed when we first moved over there on Talmadge Farm. But when, you know, Elmo was about 4 months old, and then by the time he got old enough to farm, we had quit farming. Mr. Harmon didn't like farming.
I see.
And we've been working, you know, out ever since.
I see.
No, ma'am, they know nothing about chopping cotton. They can pick cotton, but they know nothing about chopping cotton or plowing a mule or nothing. I used to have to plow.
Well, how did they learn to pick cotton? You said that your children know how to pick cotton.
We used to pick for Mr. Since they were up, I worked through the week. And I didn't have no husband. I was like my mama. She never did marry. And, you know, when they get big enough, you take them out there to help you. And that's where I started picking cotton.
Mm-hmm.
I worked one job making pies all the week for Mr. Then on Saturday, I picked cotton to about 6.
My goodness. Well, it doesn't look as though it hurt you, Lucille. You look very, very good. Lucille, you said you had gone through, or rather, you had attended the first few weeks of the 8th grade.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. What about your mother's birthplace? Where was your mother born?
She was born over at Stockbridge. That's in Henry County.
Mm-hmm. Not too far.
No, ma'am.
Really from there.
No.
How old was she when she died?
She was 53.
Mm-hmm. And do you want to tell me, do you remember about her education? Did she have any schooling, formal schooling?
Yes, ma'am, but I don't know how much.
You don't have any idea?
No, ma'am, I don't.
Uh-huh. Did you know about your father? Did she tell you about that or talk about that?
No, ma'am.
All right. And what was your mother's occupation? What did she do?
Maid.
Mm-hmm. All right. Do you know anything at all about her parents? Did she used to talk about her family? Would you just like to tell me a little about them if you can remember? That is, where they were born and what part of the state or where, what their schooling was, what their work was, and so on?
No, ma'am, I don't. That's her mother that's still living at Waycross.
That's right, ma'am. She is.
Yes.
At Waycross.
Yes, ma'am.
And how old is she now, Lucille?
92.
My goodness, 92. She's the one you go to see, isn't she?
Yes, ma'am.
Bless her heart.
Yeah.
Your grandfather, though, you don't know about
him. No, ma'am, he was already passed.
And what about, you don't know about your mother's, if she went to school or to how long she went, do you remember at all?
No, I don't, but, you know, she had a right good education. She used to go to the same school that we went to, Shiloh. But she went in the old building.
Uh-huh.
Yes, ma'am.
Go ahead.
And we went to school. We used to rebuild it new. When we used to, we all had a little while in it, but it was propped up with two poles where the wind had leaned it. And it was propped with two poles, and then they built us a new school.
Uh-huh.
And then I went to school there the end of the